This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Federal Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he believes it's reasonably likely the Coalition will allow a conscience vote on same-sex marriage. Despite the comments, Turnbull says it's not yet clear whether enough Coalition colleagues would join him in crossing the floor to get it over the line. The Greens are expected to reintroduce a same-sex marriage bill into the Parliament in the coming weeks.
The High Court has set December 3rd as the date for the federal government's challenge against the ACT's same-sex marriage bill. The hearing is expected to last 2 days, with the Commonwealth arguing the territory's law is inconsistent with the Federal Marriage Act. However, the ACT says the Marriage Act only applies to marriage between a man and a woman, leaving the field open for the territory to go ahead with same-sex marriage. Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality isn't confident it'll survive a High Court challenge in its current form. Here he is speaking to Joy 94.9.
Pretty low chance of survival. It really does need to be beefed up, made stronger, along the lines of the state bills that have been put forward, if it's going to succeed.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales Equal Marriage Bill was dealt a fatal blow last week after Premier Barry O'Farrell announced he won't be supporting it.
The creator of Redfern Now on the ABC has accused Anthony Mundine of insulting gay and lesbian members of the Indigenous community after the boxer said that homosexuality shouldn't be accepted in Aboriginal culture. Mundine posted on Facebook that Aboriginal ancestors would demand someone's head over the issue after Redfern Now's premiere episode featured a story about a gay Indigenous man in a custody dispute with his partner's mother. Mundine also used the Bible to attack what he calls the promotion of homosexuality to young people, saying God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
The NRL has decided not to pursue disciplinary action against a Newcastle Knights player who used social media to attack gay people and trash gay marriage as satanic. Ryan Stigg posted the diatribe on Twitter and Facebook after the ACT's marriage law passed. It compared homosexuality with alcohol abuse and stated that gay people suffer from a spiritual disease. The NRL's code of conduct bans players from vilifying a group of people based on their sexuality. The league's John Brady said that although the comments were entirely contrary to the NRL's values, they did not amount to vilification.
A South American trans woman who had fled her home country says Hong Kong officials behaved like animals while subjecting her to an invasive 9-hour body search. An official Hong Kong spokesperson responded using male gender pronouns, denying any sensitive body parts were touched.
American sex advice podcaster and gay activist Dan Savage has described the election of Prime Minister Tony Abbott as Australia's George W. Bush moment on the ABC's Q&A. Dan Savage, who was in Australia for the Festival of Dangerous Ideas, went head-to-head with British evangelical Peter Hitchens and blasted Australia's politicians for stalling on marriage equality.
People who are queer who want to marry were constantly told that we're seeking to redefine the institution of marriage. The truth is that straight people redefined the institution of marriage already. Marriage now is the legal union of two autonomous and equal individuals. Your marriage can be monogamous or not, you can have children or not, it can be for life or not, it can be religious or not. So for Julia Gillard to hide behind a defunct definition of marriage, I think is hypocritical and absurd and transparently horseshit.
Coming up, well, we all know the LGBTI community is a force not to be messed with, but it would appear we're even more powerful than we'd previously thought. Find out more after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
Organisers of the first American LGBT mud run are letting the public decide where next year's events will be held. The Outfit Challenge will let voters choose from among 12 US cities and aims to raise money for charities like the Family Equality Council and the Ali Forney Centre.
Thanks, Tanya. And an anti-gay group calling themselves Christian Snippets Australia has bombarded New South Wales parliamentarians with emails blaming the gays for the state's recent bushfire disaster. Christian Snippets says the fires and gale force winds were a harbinger of the doom that same-sex marriage would bring upon New South Wales if the law was passed.
And that's what's firing up the LGBTI communities this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.